A Wimbledon update for AFT Hire, specialising in temporary fencing and portable toilet hire. AFTHire.com.au.
Always give Graham and Sasha a call as well, because they're great SEN listeners on 1300 946 660, or log on to AFTHire.com.au. Great to catch up with Brett Phillips. G'day, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, KB.
And just having a chat to Christian Jansen then. There is a lot of Aussies on day one.
Absolutely. 11 in total, 9 men, of course, and 2 women. They're going to be spread across about 7 courts, KB. And look, a few in prime time, around about 8.30 tonight. Thanasi Kokkinakis up against Leonardo Meyer of Argentina. You've got Marinko Matosevic, Nick Kyrgios. Maybe on a couple of the outside courts will be first up as well. So I'm sure Fox Sports will have the rolling coverage of the Aussies in action on day one. And look, a fair few of them, KB, certainly on paper, a fair chance to go through to the second round.
We've just been talking about Leighton Hewitt. This is his last Wimbledon. Jaakko Niemann, he's got a good record against this player.
Well, they've had a few tussles over the years, and of course they're in the same boat here, because Niemann has also signalled his intention to retire, and he's 33. I mean, he's been as high as 13 in the world, that lefty serve. He's been a difficult customer. Jaakko's been one of the great survivors on the tour, and his ranking sort of fluctuated, you know, inside that top 20 KB to outside the top 100, so he's had peaks and troughs. He lives in Finland, of course, born in Finland. Most, you know, go and reside in Monte Carlo or somewhere more fancy, but he's stayed on home soil. He's a really, really good competitor. He's taken plenty of good scalps across his career. And, look, fingers crossed Leighton can survive, because that would set up a second-round showdown with Novak Djokovic. And, you know, it'd be great for him to take on the world number one in his last ever match, probably at Wimbledon. I'd be a fair stretch to say he beat Djokovic. But that'll be it on the number two court. Now, the number one and two court at Wimbledon certainly have got a pretty decent capacity. And I know a lot of the Aussie fans are over there, and we'll try and get Hewitt home. And he's second up after Nick Kyrgios, who takes on little Diego Schwartzman tonight.
Well, I have been reading about Patrick Rafter. He's a big fan of Nick Kyrgios. He thinks he's the real deal and can go all the way in men's tennis. I don't know what he's has said too much about Tomic leading into Wimbledon, but I know that the other day, and I spoke to you about this, and I followed up more of that story where he said they've given too much cash to the Tomics. The gravy train is finished.
No, it'd be fair to say that Pat Rafter and the Tomics aren't really on the same page, and I think that's not a secret to anyone in tennis, and whether that gets sorted out, we'll have to wait and see. But he is an unabashed fan, like we all are, of Nick Kyrgios, just because of his flair and natural talent and some of the shots he can come up with and his ability to just be so confident on the big stage. So he doesn't come in, yes, with the best of preparations. He's had the parting of ways with his coach. But this is a guy, once he can zero in, you know, can play some great tennis. And, you know, every chance he can certainly get through to at least the third round. I think he'd match up against Milos Raonic, the big serving Canadian who's coming back after missing the French Open. But his opponent tonight, little Diego Schwartzman, KB, he's only about 170 centimetres, best known as certainly playing his best tennis on the clay, being from South America. He's 64 in the world. So he has shot up and had some good results over the last 12 months, but you'd think Nick would have too much firepower.
So let's just go through the Aussies on day one. Obviously, you're tipping Kyrgios to beat Schwartzman.
Absolutely.
Bernard Tomic is up against a German.
Bernard Tomic taking on Jan-Lennard Struff of Germany, who's 112 in the world. So he's 25, been around for a little while. I mean, Tomic, yeah, certainly on paper should have no trouble dispensing of Struff. And Bernard's been practicing pretty well the last couple of days. Kokkinakis has got a seed, which is interesting. I mean, Leonardo Meyer of Argentina has been a bit of a dark horse in the last 12 to 18 months. I mean, you know, once again, being a South American, probably plays his best tennis away from the grass, but he has shown some good form on hard courts as well, and a guy who's really developed to be now in the top 30. So that's no pushover, but Kokkinakis should be able to take that scalp. You've got Johnny Millman up against Tommy Robredo tonight. That's a tough one for Millman. Just a great story, KB, to qualify. He's had, you know, 3 shoulder operations. He's 26. So it's been a long time coming for John Millman, who's travelled to every part of the world you can imagine, playing on the back courts in front of no one. And here he is on the centre stage at Wimbledon. Robredo is still a pretty good player. Now he's in his 30s. Matt Ebden, who's had good lead-up form, got the wild card, won a lead-up tournament, a challenger. He takes on Blas Rolo, who's 93 in the world. So that's probably a really even matchup. I love the story of JP Smith, KB. And not many probably sports fans would be aware of John Patrick, who grew up in Townsville, went and absolutely dominated the college system over in the United States. He is revered over in the United States. He was number one in singles and doubles, took a different route. Here he is, 26 years of age. He's risen into the top, around that 150 mark, and qualifies for Wimbledon for the first time. He's got Kenny Deschappere, the Frenchman. So that one a pretty even matchup. Luke Saville's got Gasquet. I reckon Gasquet's probably got a little bit too much class there. Sam Stosur, of course, tonight taking on Danka Kovanic of Montenegro. So only a young girl, 21. Doesn't play her best tennis, as we know, but her first two rounds she should be able to win, which would set up a matchup with Karolina Pliskova, the young star from the Czech Republic. The one I love, though, KB, just to round it out, is Daria Gavrilova, because she is on the march, and she takes on Irina Camelia Begu of Romania, who is seeded at 29, but Daria is in the top 40 now, and she is coming quick.
Well, a lot of Australians, as you say, 11 Australians in action tonight, so it's a big night to sit back and watch all the tennis. I was reading about Roger Federer. I think the general feeling is that, well, he has said that if he's got one tournament left in him, if he can win one more tournament, he wants it to be Wimbledon because it's the home of tennis. He loves all the history of the grass courts there, New England courts, the Wimbledon Championship. Whether or not he's going to be good enough to pull it off, that remains to be seen. But it's interesting that he rates that at number one.
Yeah, look, and I think most tennis players, probably the vast majority would. I mean, it is the home of tennis. It is such a special place. This is the place where you want to make it. And, you know, I noticed that the prize money, if you bow out even in the first round, KB, is now $63,000. It's gone up 7% from last year. So many people would say that's a little bit too steep. But just to qualify to get to Wimbledon is a fair achievement. And a lot of struggling players ranked between 100 and 200 who aren't earning a lot of money. You put $63,000 in your pocket. Well, that sets you up for the rest of the year to travel and maybe bring in a physio, an additional coach, and really help you on your way. I mean, look, if Roger won, I mean, it would be a great story. I think we all would love to see it happen. I just worry about best of five against the best. I mean, he can win the best of three in the 250s and the 500 tournaments. If Sam Groth has a good start to this tournament, you know, he would be the matchup for Federer in the third round if he can get through a couple. Sam, they met at the US Open last year. So, yeah, look, I'd love to see Federer prevail, but I think it would need one of the big guns to fall over. And just news overnight, KB, that David Ferrer has pulled out with an elbow injury. What a remarkable career, 33, and that ends a run of 50 consecutive major appearances going back to the Australian Open 2003. He's been durable. He'd hate missing out. He's one of the great competitors, but that opens up that field a little bit with one of the top 10 players pulling out.
Brett Phillips has joined us, SEN's tennis expert guru. Of course, all thanks to AFT Hire. Give Graham or Sasha a call, 1-300-946-660. Has Roger Federer ever talked about retirement?
Not that I can think of, KB, no. He's always talked about the fact that he'll just keep playing as long as he's enjoying the game, as long as he can still travel with a young family and, you know, all that doesn't become too much. I mean, some, you know, maybe thought when he got to 17 he put the cue in the rack a little bit, but I think we've seen over the last couple of years that he is as competitive as ever. And as he's getting older, I think he's loving the challenge. You know, as sort of Djokovic and Murray have hit their peak in their mid to late 20s, and Nadal still such a, you know, a force on the tour, that I think he's enjoying the opportunity to still try and take the scalp of those guys, which has proven to be quite difficult in the last two or three years. So no signs, KB, but and he's hardly had an injury in his career. So as long as he's enjoying him, and he could play maybe for another, at least a couple of years.
Now, we sort of all got shocked when Djokovic got beat by Stan Wawrinka at the French. Does anyone give Stan a chance at Wimbledon?
Well, I think you've got to, because, you know, he's just a guy who can play great tennis on all surfaces. I mean, he's just got such a good attacking game, and he'll love the fast courts. He's got that, you know, well, we talk about it every time, don't we, KB, that wicked backhand, and his forehand now has developed into a huge weapon, particularly both those shots up the line. So, look, he's certainly a chance, Wawrinka. You know, Djokovic, look, he's trying to defend his title. He will be certainly the man to beat. He always is at the moment. Federer and Nadal, the question marks. Andy Murray, I've got to like him at Wimbledon. He's won there before, and, you know, he seems like he's in a good frame of mind. So probably, you know, it comes down to the usual suspects of the big four, and you throw in Wawrinka in there as well as the guy who can certainly mix it with them. The rest still yet to convince me.
Okay, we've got to put you on the record. Who's going to win the men's and the women's?
Well, I'll go girls first. Look, I think we say it every time, but if Serena's in the right frame of mind, she wins. If she plays good tennis early in the tournament, that's a fair indication she's going to get through to the quarterfinals and it's going to be tough to beat. The other one I do like, though, is Kvitova. So I think you know, if Serena can't, Kvitova's right there. She's won it twice. She loves it. She's come back with great memories at Wimbledon. Doesn't always play well at the other slams. In the men's, yeah, I reckon it'll sting for Novak, losing that French Open, and he loves the grass. So, geez, I'd love to go with a couple of smokies, KB, but I just can't do it.
Can't do it. So it's Djokovic and Serena Williams. Brett, always great to catch up, and we'll follow your reports right throughout this great tournament.
Indeed, KB, just fitting out half shorts right now in the chair from midday, so I'm just trying to get the right pair of shorts, mate.
Yes, Craig Miles from Tennis Australia will be on along with Mark Robinson one after 1 o'clock, so Robbo will be there. And of course, don't forget JYB, Jeselenko, you beauty, got an electrifying former player in today. So we'll stick around and find out who that is. Thanks for that, Brett.
Great stuff. Thanks, Kev.